Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Talk Radio.
We want to welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Mighty Man of Valor Show. Amen. I'm your host.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Saved Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We want to welcome each and every one of you tonight to the Mighty Man of Valor Show. Amen. I'm your host this evening, Pastor Cleveland Howell III, and we thank God for being with each and every one of you tonight. Amen. God is so good to us, and we thank God for the opportunity, amen, to be with you once again on the Mighty Man of Valor Show. Amen. We thank God for the Living Saved Ministries, amen, for everything that God has done and what he's doing. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, we come tonight, oh God, saying thank you, Father. Lord, thank you for this day. Thanking you for your word. Thanking you for your promises, Father. Thanking you for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do. God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Now, God, we pray, Lord, that you'd search our hearts, our souls, our minds. And if there's anything in us, oh, Father God, that is not of thee, Lord, remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, and we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we thank each and every one of you for being with us tonight, once again, on the Mighty Man of Valor Show. And if you have your Bibles with you tonight, I would like for you to turn with me to the book of Acts. Amen. Acts, and let's go to the 9th chapter. Amen. Acts 9. And we're going to read verses 1 through 6. Amen. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues. Amen. To the synagogues. That if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light, amen, from heaven, amen, a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Amen. And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Well, my brothers and my sisters, our lesson for tonight is transitioning to transformation. As we look into the text this evening, we find Saul, who turned into Apostle Paul, helps us to understand the process of transitioning to transformation. And we see here in Romans 12 and 1 that Apostle Paul was pleading with the church, amen, and he's pleading with you and I tonight that if we're going to transition to transformation, amen, there's some steps that you and I must follow, amen. If you have your pen and your paper with you, I would like for you to take notes on these four steps. We find that Apostle Paul first lets us know that if we're going to transition to transformation, amen, first of all, there has to be a presentation, amen. He says here in Romans 12 and 1, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, amen, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies, amen, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, amen. On the road to Damascus, amen, Saul, he presented himself to God in Acts 9 and 6, and he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, What wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go unto the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Amen. Saul presented himself before God as a living sacrifice. This process started the transition in his life that would change him, amen, to be holy and acceptable, amen, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is why Apostle Paul said, which is your reasonable service? You and I should have a desire to be more for God, amen. If we're transitioning to transformation, our hearts have to be transformed. Our minds have to be transformed. Everything within us should be transitioning. We should be moving forward. We should be changing. We shouldn't be who we used to be. Amen. So that we can get to the place where God would have us to be. That second point that we need in order to transition to transformation is there must be a separation. Amen. You and I can never transition into anything if we don't separate ourselves, amen, from the sin and the wickedness and the darkness of this sinful and wicked world. So that second step we need to take is to separation. You and I must separate ourselves from this wicked and sinful world and its ways. There are some folk in your life right now that you need to distance yourself from because you are conforming to their attitudes and their behaviors. Saul had a mind-blowing experience, amen, that separated him from the way that he used to be and the people that he used to run with, Acts 9:8-9. And saw a rose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. Amen. Part of Romans 12:2 tells us, turn with me, amen, Romans 12:2 tells me this. And be not conformed to this world. If you're going to transition to transformation, you can't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The only way that you and I can transition into transformation, that we have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove. The only way that you can prove that God is good, that God is merciful, that God is full of grace, is that you have to have a renewing mind. Amen. Everything in you have to change. Everything in you have to be different, but we have to keep pressing toward the mark. So as we go forward, he says here, that our minds have to be renewed, our hearts have to be renewed, so that we can prove what is that good and acceptable and what and that perfect will of God. The only way that you and I will understand and learn the perfect will of God, we have to keep transitioning to transformation. Amen. And as we go forward here, we find out that separation allows us to avoid conforming to the ways of the world and allows us to stand up for righteousness and godly standards. Amen. And so the third step that you and I need, we've had the presentation, we've had the separation, now we need the transformation. Amen. Acts 9. Amen, 17 through 19. And the Bible says this, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, have sent me that thou might have received thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. Amen. We got to get to this point. Saul's life had been changed and had been transformed. He was filled with the Holy Ghost and received his sight and was baptized. He could see clearly now the hand of God moving and leading in his life. The Bible said that he spent certain days with the disciples, when the scales came off of his eyes. Why? There was a transformation. And that's why he was letting the church know in Rome that you have to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Saul's mind and his behavior had been renewed. He had a new way of walking, amen. He had a new way of talking. He had a new way of thinking. He had a new outlook on life. Why? Because he was transformed, amen. He was transitioning to transformation, amen. So as we see here, so how can we say inside the church today that we've been transformed, we've been changed, when we still doing the same thing when we weren't saved? Amen. We still acting, we still performing, we still doing those same worldly things. How can you say that you've been transformed? How can you say that you've been changed? It's a sad situation, but Sunday after Sunday, Tuesday after Tuesday, Thursday after Thursday, Friday after Friday, we see folk in the church who have not been transformed. They have not been transitioned to transformation. And is the only one who can get us to where we need to be is going to be Jesus. He's the only way can fix our hearts. He's the only one who can fix our minds. He's the only one who can set us straight. We can't fix ourselves. Apostle Paul thought he was doing right. He thought he was doing it. He was living by the law. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He thought he was doing what's right, but he had not been transformed. And there's many of you listening right now under the sound of my voice. Amen. You think you're living right. You think you're doing everything that's right. But let me ask you something. Do you have Jesus as your personal Savior? Amen. Apostle Paul thought that by him doing harm to the church, by him persecuting the church, by him doing all these evil, wicked things, that he was living right. But it's amazing how he didn't know that the hand of God was moving in his life, moving in his heart. He was transitioning, amen, to transformation. And that's what we have to do. We have to surrender our lives to Jesus so that we can get to the place where God would have us to be. Apostle Paul was that man. And he's letting us know tonight that if you're going to be transitioned to transformation, your mind got to change. I can't think like I used to think. That's why the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. Old things are passed away. Amen. Behold, all things become new. Amen. There should be a newness in your life. A newness. So he had a new way of walking, a new way of talking. He had a new way of thinking. He had a positive outlook on life. Amen. So we have to get to the place where that the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us so that we will no longer be who we used to be, so that we can do work for God, so that we can do ministry for God, so that we can share the gospel for God, so we can do all the things that God has called. Only until he was transitioned from Saul to Apostle Paul was he able to do the work that God had called him to do. What about you tonight? The only way that you're going to be able to be that person that God is calling you to be, you have to be transformed. Amen. And it's going to take the Holy Spirit to do it. Now, the fourth step that you and I need, there must be a demonstration. If we are transitioning to transformation, we must be able to demonstrate, amen, and prove that we belong to God by doing his will. Amen. Acts 9, verse 20 and through 22. And the Bible says this, and straightway, that means immediately, he preached, amen, Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed. Yeah, they said, how can this man be preaching the gospel when he was the one who used to crucify the Christians, whenever he was the one who used to persecute the church? How can he now be preaching Christ? Why? Because he had been transitioned to transformation. He had been changed. Amen. He had been turned around. He was no longer Saul. He was Apostle Paul. Amen. But the Bible says, but all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he? that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests. Amen. They were afraid of Saul. But the Bible says, but Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this was very Christ. Amen. He had to prove that what he had been transitioned to transformation. Amen. So we have to get to the place, turn back with me to Romans 12, Romans chapter 12. In the latter part of verse 2, where the Bible tells us that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You got to demonstrate. Amen. There should be a demonstration in your life. Amen. We may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God by allowing the Holy Ghost to have his way in your life. A lot of us, under the sound of my voice, we say that we have been transitioned into transformation by God. But I beg to differ. I'm learning so much more on this Christian journey. A lot of folks who say they got it, they haven't been changed. Amen. They haven't been born again. They haven't been delivered. Amen. It takes a true transformation. You are no longer who you used to be. Amen. You are no longer living under that old man, but you're under the new man, which is in the spirit of Jesus Christ. Only Christ can change us. Only Christ can help us on this journey of transitioning to transformation. But I'm learning a lot of folk, they just want the limelight. They want the stage. They want the accolades. They want to be recognized, but they've never been transitioned. I'm learning. I heard about today, you know, and some of you might get mad at me, but that's okay. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of the preachers today, they want these big anniversaries. They want all the limelight. They want all of the accolades. They want everything. They want the banner with their name on the poster. They want their faces, everything on the poster. But how about this? What happens when you have totally been transitioned? What happens when you've totally been transformed? Your mind is no longer on yourself. Amen. Your mind is no longer on how much are they going to give you, but it's on what am I going to be able to do for Jesus? What am I going to be able to do for Christ? Because we get to the place where we know that it's no longer about us, but it's about serving Christ with our whole heart. And that's what made Apostle Paul so powerful, that he came to the realization that all of the accolades, all of the degrees, all of the things that he had, that they meant nothing to him. Amen. They meant nothing to him unless he was able to serve Christ and make God pleased with his life. Turn with me to Philippians, the third chapter. Amen. Philippians, the third chapter. Amen. Philippians chapter 3. And we're going to close with this. We're going to close with a personal testimony from Apostle Paul, and how he knew that he had been transformed. He knew that he had been transitioned to transformation, and he's letting everybody know. He says that in verse 4, Philippians, the third chapter, verse 4, he said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh. He was a man full of pride, full of boasting. He said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man think of that he have whereof he might trust in the flesh. He said, I more. He said, there might be other people who think that they are confident in themselves, but he says, I am more than that. I used to think of myself higher than that. That's what he's telling us. Then he says that I was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. Amen. As touching the law, a Pharisee. Apostle Paul was a bad boy. Amen. He didn't fool around with nobody. He didn't waste no time. He knew that he was the cream of the crop. Then he goes on into the sixth verse. He says, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. When you have been transitioned to transformation, you're going to lose some stuff, amen. Some things are going to fall away. You're going to lose some friendships. You're going to lose some people in your life. Why? Because you are transitioning to transformation, amen. You no longer want to fit in. You no longer want the praises of man and people, but you want the praises from God. Amen. You want to hear, well done thou, good and faithful servant. Amen. He says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. He knew that all of those things meant nothing to him. Meant nothing, because he knew that he was transitioning to transformation. Oh yes, he knew that he didn't need no anniversary every year, every other 6 months. He didn't need no banner. But he knew that he needed to get what God had for him. What about you tonight? Are you transitioning to transformation? Or is it still just all about you? Not Paul. He said that and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, amen, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Don't you want the righteousness of Christ? Don't you want the holiness of Christ? Don't you want to be obedient in the sight of Christ? It's going to take a transforming in your life. You have to continue to be transitioning to transformation. That's what it's going to take. He said, and this is what I love about Paul. He's letting us know that nothing else mattered. He said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Amen. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect. Amen. But I follow after. What are you following after? Are you following after man, or are you following after Jesus? Amen. Are you being transformed? Are you transitioning to transformation? He said, but I follow after, that if I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Then in the 13th verse, he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, as I prepare to close tonight. There should be one thing that you should do. You should be making sure that you are able to present your body to Christ as a living sacrifice. You should be for sure that you are going to separate yourself from the sinful and wickedness of this sinful world. You should be sure that you're going to demonstrate all of the goodness, all of the godliness, and you should be able to show that you've been transformed. He says here, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are. When you have been transitioned to transformation, you've turned around. You are no longer looking backward, but you're looking forward unto Jesus. That's why the Hebrew writer says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. You're no longer remembering what you used to do, who you used to be, where you used to go. Apostle Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He says, I press toward the mark, amen, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Then he says, let us therefore be many as be perfect. Be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. God is ready to reveal it unto you, but we must ask ourselves, have I been transformed? Have I been changed? Have I been delivered? Am I that same person who I used to be, or have I gave my life to Jesus. Just like Nicodemus, he really wanted to be transformed. He really wanted to be a different guy, but he really didn't know the process. He really didn't know what he needed, so he wanted to come and talk to Jesus at night. The Bible says how he was a ruler, he was a leader, he was all of this, he was all of these things. Still didn't know Jesus. Why? Because he hadn't been transformed. John 3:3, Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 7, and also, verse 5, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So unless you have been transitioned to transformation, unless you've been transformed, you can't see the kingdom of God, nor will you be able to enter. God bless you tonight. We love you. On the Mighty Man of Valor show, we thank you. And we ask that you continue to pray for us as we pray for you. We have announcements tonight. Amen. Sister Howe, amen. Amen. We have announcements. Amen.
Announcements for ACOJ, Spirit and Truth. Located 2290 South Volusia Avenue, Orange City, Florida, 32713. Join us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for prayer and Bible study. This Wednesday, we will continue in the book of St. John, chapter 7. Every Monday will be the church fast day from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Movie night, October the 28th, 7 p.m., invite someone. War Room will be the featured movie. November 12th at 12 noon, we will have our second Lunch and Learn event, invite someone. Again, our location is 2290 South Volusia Avenue, Orange City, Florida, 32713. ACOJ, Spirit and Truth Ministries, where our pastor is Pastor Cleveland Howell III.
Amen. We thank Sister Howell for sharing those announcements with us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight, O God, for your word. Lord, we thank you for your promises, O God. Lord, we thank you for everything, Father, that you've done and everything that you're going to do. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would continue, God, to save souls, oh God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to send laborers, oh God. We pray, Lord, that we know that the harvest is plentiful, oh God, but the laborers are few, oh God. So we pray for the harvest, oh God. Now, Lord, continue to touch every heart, every soul, every mind, oh God, who hears your word, oh God. Lord, may someone say, what must I do to be saved? Father, we love you. Oh God, we thank you for all that you've done. Father God, we thank you for all that you're going to do. Lord, keep our hearts and our minds pure before you, Jesus. Oh Father God, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're going to do. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We love you tonight on the Mighty Man of Valor show. And we ask that the Lord would keep you. Amen. That God will keep your heart and keep your mind so that we can get to the place where he would have us to be. Amen. We love you.
I recognize the place. It's Calvary. They don't notice that I'm there. No one stops to look or stare. As I look upon the hill, I see something so unreal.